I'm Frank Vaughn. It's June 9th, 2025, and this is going to be a fairly succinct edition. Hopefully my voice bears out. I want to talk about two things, and they're going to frame the work that I do in the future as regards the subject of Canada and what we can expect. The headline at CBC right now is Carney takes questions after saying Canada will meet 2% NATO spending target by March. And he will move us into closer alignment with the anti-democratic, totalitarian EU. Now the EU has a parliament, and people will say, what are you talking about? How can you call something with a parliament totalitarian? And that parliament has no power to propose legislation, has no power over the governing council. The EU is an appointed government. And their anti-democratic, anti-free speech tendencies, their interference in elections, whether it's France or Germany, Romania, is well established. They are actively working to oppose, through their systems of justice and censorship, any national party that wants to put the sovereignty of the nation first. This is where Carney's taking us. So it's easy to look at Carney's actions through that lens. But there's a different lens that I would invite you to take up. And that is the lens of what has recently happened here in Canada. It's not just beefing up our defense spending. Carney says Canada, this is another headline, Carney says Canada is looking to join major EU military buildup by July 1st. Defense minister tells arms makers to prepare for accelerated federal spending. Canada doesn't have an abundance of money. We're going to be spending record deficits. Remember, there's no budget. So when they talk about this accelerated federal spending, this accelerated buildup, they're doing it without presenting a budget to the people. They're going to be spending your money through orders in council. This is totalitarianism, folks. And when my voice is in better shape, I will describe it better for what it is. But there's something else going on here. I've highlighted in previous videos how the government lacks the ability, the military and the policing ability, to prevent wide-scale civil unrest in Canada and to keep the lid on separatist notions. I would invite you to view this increase in defense spending through that lens. And that is the lens of being able to, in future, put a lid on these notions. Now, there's another thing that you need to consider in this vein, and that is Bill C-5. Now, there's a lot more to talk about in terms of the laws this government is introducing. Now, I will say, this week, I would watch the government very carefully, because this is the final week of the sitting of the legislature, so it's likely that they will release, or they will introduce, some damaging bills in the next few days before they go home, hoping that the media won't pay attention, which they won't, because the media, of course, is funded by the government in Canada these days. So this could be an eventful week. Just keep your eyes on events. But Bill C-5, called an Act to Enact the Free Trade and Labor Mobility in Canada Act and the Building Canada Act. This is what Mark Carney advertised as building one Canadian economy, eliminating the barriers between the provinces. What this actually is an attack on provincial autonomy. This is an attempt to undermine the province's ability to make their own decisions for themselves and to use federal power to override provincial sovereignty. Now, depending on your perspective, I suppose you could see this as a good thing or a bad thing. In Mark Carney's hands, given his scorn for parliamentary function in this country, given his love of using orders in council, given the fact that he's making all of these announcements without parliamentary oversight, in his hands, I see this as a weapon to stand in the way of Daniel Smith or Scott Moe or any provincial premier that is looking to enhance the voice of their province in the world and at home. It is my belief that we are seeing a consolidation of authoritarian power through the Governor General's office. If you actually read the preamble of Bill C-5, the recommendation, the first words after the, well, that's just President of the King's Privy Council for Canada and Minister responsible for Canada-U.S. trade, intergovernmental affairs, and one Canadian economy, the King's Privy Council. The recommendation, which is the next text below that announcement, is Her Excellency the Governor General recommends to the House of Commons the appropriation of public revenue under the circumstances in the manner and for the purposes set out in a measure entitled An Act to Enact Free Trade and Labor Mobility in Canada Act and the Building Canada Act. This is a consolidation of authoritarian power in the hands of what is a minority government. I have highlighted before how Justin Trudeau pioneered a new way of governing Canada that Mark Carney is now the inheritor of. It's not hyperbole. I want to remind people of some historical context. The 1932 elections in Germany saw the NSDAP win 34% of the vote. The Liberals won 42%. Some horrendous things in history have been done on far less of a vote share with the willing cooperation of the people. Lenin's party barely had a quarter of the support of the electorate in Russia before the revolution wiped out all opposition. I don't trust these liberals. I don't trust Mark Carney with the type of power that they're claiming to have. Ruling by edict, ruling through the Governor General's signature. And I think their overall goal is to ride roughshod over provincial jurisdiction. It's not the first time that we've had this battle in Canadian history, but it might be the last time. So I'd be very wary if I were Premier Smith or Premier Mo or any other premier who, like Blanchett, who has a concern for their provincial well-being, and how willing they are to cooperate with this federal government. Because these olive branches that are being extended by the federal government contain a poison which will make it much harder for the provinces to assert themselves. And that's all I got today. I'm Frank Vaughn, and I'll see you in the next one.